Prayer is the master key. What do I mean? What am I referring to? What door can we open with the master key? If I ask other folks around and say, well, if you have a master key with you and you have a door that is shut, what will you do with the master key? You don't have to worry. You don't have to say, I don't have the key. You open the door with the key. Our memory verse is going to be taken from Matthew chapter 7, from verse 7. And we're all going to rise this morning if you can rise with me. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Let's go to that one more time. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, he said three things there, three imperatives, three things we must do. Number one, ask. So you can maybe take a note of that in your Bible or in your notes. And the first thing God or Jesus was really asking the disciple here, when he was telling them, he said, ask and it shall be given to you. Second one is what?
Give.
Seek and you shall find. Yes, it's seek and you shall find. And the third one says, knock and it shall be opened unto you. You know, it's interesting that these three keywords, ask, seek, and knock, they're different action words. Number one, you ask when you do not know, or you don't completely understand, or you think the person knows the answer, and you do not know. For instance, what happened yesterday at 5 o'clock? If you are the one, if I ask what happened to you, definitely I'm expecting to hear what happened, because you know. I don't know if I was not with you. So when Jesus is saying ask, it means ask what you don't know. Ask what you don't understand. Ask what you may not completely know how to do. And it says, it shall be given you. Ask for what you don't have, and you're going to get it. So really, our study today is centered around prayer. Prayer is common to everyone. Some people that are not part of church pray. The only problem is they don't know how to pray. Or they pray to an unknown God. They say, I believe a force or a power. Because Jesus actually brought this up when he met a woman. And he said to this woman of Samaria, you guys worship a God that you do not know. But we worship, in fact, it's an amazing that Jesus used the word we there. We worship the God that we know. For salvation is of the Jew. He said, we worship a God that we know. It is important that if we are going to ask, we must know who we are asking from. But scripture says it clearly, he asks and it shall be given. We're going to go to introduction, but I want us to deal with those three keywords. The second keyword there says something. Seek and you shall find. What do you seek? You seek things that you think you know, but really you cannot locate it. You must know something that you are seeking for before you seek for it. You can ask about something you never know. In other words, I can say this. Lord, how will my tomorrow be? I have no idea. But when I'm seeking something I know, but I don't know where it is. You are looking for it. Lord, what is going on with this issue in my life? I need you to help me, straighten things out. It looks like you are asking, but you are really asking for direction when you are seeking. You are asking for a location when you are seeking. You are asking for an identification of something when you are seeking. You are paying attention to something specific when you are seeking. The third one says, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. It's a paraphrase saying, If you really want to get something and it's not really given to you already, you have to knock on the door that leads to where that thing is. It is interesting, if you knock on the wrong door, you are not going to get what you really want. But if you knock the right door and you ask the right question, in fact, what will make you ask the right question, it means you are seeking it. So when you seek it and you knock on the door and you ask, then all these things will be given unto us. I read the introduction. It is a common practice to lock up valuables in special rooms and with special keys. Where and how to keep these valuables depend on many factors, including the value of what is placed in them. Though there could be different keys to the same to these rooms, but at times the owner may have a master key to unlock at will any of the doors. Today we will examine the spiritual master key of the house to unlock doors to answers to petitions of God's children. And what we are referring to today is prayer. I pray that we will understand and begin to seek and work with God to release all that we need to us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The book of Matthew chapter 6 is a classical teaching of Jesus on prayer. Matthew chapter 6, I read from verse 5. I will quickly read through for us to have a context. Our outlines today are three. What is prayer? Number one. Two, why should we pray? Three, where and when can we pray? Very, very important question. What is prayer? Why should we pray? Where and when can we pray? Matthew chapter 6 from verse 5. And when you pray, this is Jesus talking, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, so that they may be seen by men. As surely I say unto you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, listen to an instruction now. But you, when you pray, go into the room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in the secret will reward you openly. That's a very simple strategy. When you pray, go to your room, shut the door, pray to your Father who sees in the secret, and will reward you openly. Verse 7. And when you pray, don't use very vain repetitions. We're going to look at that quickly. Don't use empty repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard of their many words. This is Jesus talking here. Many people think that when they repeat some words over and over and over again, that God will hear them. He said, don't do that. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you even ask him. And this is how you need to pray. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 14. If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. If you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Interestingly, if you look at this simple teaching of Jesus, started with, oh, don't be like the hypocrites that love praying out there in the street just to be rewarded. Their reward is because they think when people see them praying, that is a great thing that they are really praying. Jesus said, no, it doesn't work. Don't use repetitions. Oh, Father, oh, Father, oh, Father, oh, Father, oh, Father, oh, Father, give, 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 give. He said that is absolutely useless. Don't use vain repetition. And then he now gave them a snippet of how to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So we're going to go through our outlines quickly so that we can really talk about some of the issues here. The first thing here says, what is prayer? Simply put, is the soul of a man talking to God. We did this study a couple of weeks back. How the soul or the spirit of a man interacts with God. Bible says in the book of John that God is a spirit. In fact, Jesus was the one when he was talking to that woman. He said, oh, when you want to worship God, the only way you worship God in truth and spirit is if you worship him sincerely. And because God is spirit, then you must worship him in spirit. So we must, as human beings, know how to pray to God that is in the spirit. One challenge as human beings for us is, how do we completely know when we are talking to God if we don't see him? It is worship addressed to God the Father in the name of God the Son and through the power of Holy Spirit. This is a fundamental teaching of the church, and we need to pay attention to this, please, for a moment. Please pay attention to what I will say. When we are praying to God. Many times we pray to Jesus. Jesus himself said, no, when you ask, ask from the Father. But when you pray in the name of Jesus. But you are praying to the Father.